Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Brother of Julian Assange, Gabriel Shipton, is our guest. We got 5 minutes left before a ton of other news haven't hit coming up, and a special guest. You got the floor, sir, for any other key points you want to make. You've not asked for support financially. I don't know if we can do that. How do we support WikiLeaks? What else can we do? Last 5 minutes, sir.
Well, yeah, as I said, the most important thing and the action that we're putting out at the moment is supporting this resolution, House Resolution 934. You can go to the website assangecampaign.org. That's assangecampaign.org, and there's a really easy-to-use email tool. It'll take you 2 minutes to email your representative. So, yeah, I would ask everybody to go onto the assangecampaign.org and just take 2 minutes, pop in your email and send an email off to your representative. It's very, very quick and very easy and does actually make a difference in these offices. They're always adding up, you know, the different issues that they're getting attention to. And when we're lobbying here in Washington, we see the results of the constituents actually emailing. So yeah, assangecampaign.org to send that email. Follow myself on Twitter, Gabriel Shipton, and also follow Julian's wife, Stella _Assange, on X Twitter. We're always posting up-to-date good information and more actions that you can be a part of. So yeah, and I think soon we're very close now. We're sort of at this, I feel like we're at this zone now where every action that is taken really, really counts, and we can sort of see you know, a light at the end of the tunnel. So all your support is very much appreciated.
Gabriel Shempton's Skype has failed. I think it's back now. Gabriel, continue. You're saying we're at the light at the end of the tunnel.
So all the actions that happen now really, really count more than they ever have. And it's really important now that all the advocates really come out in support of this critical time. When there's a sort of shifting sense in saying with the Biden, with them coming out saying we're considering it, it's really important to for the advocates now to really raise their voices and to take any kind of action, particularly supporting this House Resolution 934, but also sharing good information with, you know, on Twitter or X or social media to really raise the level of the discussion as well.
I absolutely agree with you. Overall, I think that Elon Musk has said some things about your brother, and I really think everybody needs to understand that we're all being targeted by the same system. We need a counterbalance to these out-of-control intelligence agencies, and we're here right now. What's the last thing, unless it's something you can't talk about, the last time you talked to your brother, Julian Assange, what did he say?
Yeah, whenever, I mean, we talk, we try and have a laugh when I go to the prison, really, you know, and talk about gossip and you know, who I've met, his old friends and different things like that. So, you know, it's quite, you know, it's pretty, you know, it's mundane. It's pretty, you know, boring stuff but we always have a laugh about our dad.
Sure, but he's kind of living through you then. He's reaching out to the wider world through you.
Yeah, we're his lifeline, his family, you know, his contact with the outside world. We're his lifeline to the outside world. We keep him connected to what's going on around the world, the different actions. And that, you know, feeds his fire to keep going inside, is hearing about all those actions that are happening around the world. His new friend that we're making and the people who are supporting him, that's what keeps him going on the inside. And he hears about that through myself, through my dad, through Stella, and that keeps him going.
All right, Gabriel Shipton, I'm going to try to get your number to Joe Rogan. Hopefully he gets you on. We love you. We appreciate you. And God bless Julian Assange. We love your brother. He's a real hero for humanity. Thank you so much.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Journalist Matt Baker in San Diego got a great interview with a whistleblower at the airport on the massive illegal alien invasion taking place now. The TSA groups you and your family, but the illegals, in many cases with no ID, including small children, go straight through. Here's part of the viral interview. We'll take a look at what's happening on a wider scale straight ahead.
All right, Matt Baker here, reporting live from San Diego at the airport, and we were surprised that this gentleman right here, we were asking him where we might find some of the migrants, and he was just as pissed off and frustrated about it as we are. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the problem is that they get released from the when they've been locked up. They just cross the border, process in a couple of days, and then they get released. So when they come to the airport, most of them, they don't have tickets, they don't have money, they don't have not even a place to go. And we have a problem that they don't have a credit card to pay for the fare. And the breaking part, I mean, the breaking heart is that you see children, they're hungry. And so they create a lot of problems for our operations. And they leave trash all over the place, and they fall asleep all over the place. And the bathrooms, I've seen guys taking a shower, I mean, not a shower, washing their feet in the sink. And it's really a big problem for the operation.
Is it getting worse? And do you see any ending in sight?
Not on site. I mean, these days just keep on coming. There is a lot of organization that they bring in 10, 20 immigrants at the time, and they bring in on the bus, and they help them everything they need in order to get across.
Do you think that it was better during the Trump years, or now that Biden's in, do you think it's got worse? You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to.
No, I do. I do. I think Trump had more control over the border, and it's terrible what this administration is doing. Just take the immigrants, let him go through, process the immigrants in a couple of days. They come to my desk trying to get a ticket, and I see the form, and they give him an appointment, a court date for 2 years later, 1 year later. So these people, they're never going to show up for their appointment.
So it's not a racist thing. It's just simply, you got to come in legally and do things the right way. We can't just have an open situation and literally be encouraged an invasion of our country, right?
It's exactly what it is, an invasion.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. I was very surprised that you were able to talk with us. I really appreciate that. Thank you. So you heard it here. You heard it from the man himself right here in San Diego. It's a problem.
And people are willing to lose their jobs at the airports, to tell the truth. We have all the footage. I can show hours of it. Thousands of illegals, hundreds of illegals at the airport, waved on through, little kids by themselves, handed off to random people. This is a lawless criminal government. But don't worry, you're going to get grubbed at the TSA. So Matt Baker is a great talk show host and a good friend of mine, and he is here with us. He was talking about a lot of issues, and this ties into everything we already know that's going on. And it just illustrates the war on this country all these blue cities saying illegals can vote, all these UN centers set up in Chicago and New York and L.A. and everywhere, and all these tent cities. I mean, this is the attempted collapse of our country. The Democrats sign them up for welfare and then skim off the top. Matt Baker, so much to talk about. Great to have you on with us.
How's it going, Alex? Good to see you again, man. Happy 30 years in the game, man. We couldn't have done it without you here. So glad that you're not with Julian Assange there, rotting away.
That's where they like to put us all. So talk about the border in San Diego and California and this latest interview we just saw and where you see all this going. It's really woken up the American people.
Well, it's part of a bigger operation, actually. I mean, the whole thing is the American people are the enemy, okay? If you haven't realized that, then you're not paying attention. I mean, I was going down there with one of my friends, Luke Slywaker, and he's working in conjunction with Audra Morgan, and it'll be produced by Robert Johnson. They have an entire documentary coming out soon called The Border Machine, and it breaks down the entire operation and the different parts of it, the NGOs, the religious organizations, where they're storing them, the busing companies, the holding facilities, who's moving them, where they're going, who's getting paid. In San Diego, we're actually now just spending $19.6 million on what is basically an immigrant welcome center. So instead of trying to block these people, like this man said, this guy, I don't want to say, like someone says, oh, he looks like a random guy. I'm like, if you can't, like, look at that video, I'm not going to dox the guy. But I can believe he actually came out and was willing to tell us all this stuff. Like, he is on the clock right there, okay? This guy works in the airport.
But we already have the footage everywhere of it happening. It's admitted they're doing it. He's just an airport worker commenting.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that he was actually willing. I'm like, you wouldn't say this on camera, would you? He's like, yeah, I would, actually. And he, I don't know if he clocked in or clocked out, but he went in the office. Maybe.
Well, that's the good news is people are pissed and they don't care now.
Yeah, and so he's telling us that they're in there, like, washing their feet, and I think he wanted to say taking a dump in there, but I don't think he had the heart to say it. But, yeah, you go down there, and basically they have all these local hotels that they're using to hold these guys in, and I went by with my buddy Luke, and we're looking over the fence, and these security guards, they look like federales. They are jacked up. They have guns coming out of the nines. They're wearing bulletproof vests. I mean, I just watched the movie Civil War. And it literally looks like an enemy garrison town. They have this tent set up. They're blocking it off. They have military guards outside with guns. And we're up there and we're just taking a little look. Before we even put the camera out, they're like pointing at us and like walking over, like getting all tough and trying to bow up on us. It's like, it's so weird to feel that vibe. Like, I'm just here as an American citizen. And these guys are literally like an enemy invading army with guns, with tents, with posted up, with munitions. And they've got their food storage and they've got their money and their operation.
And federal judges have ruled citizens can't have guns. The same Obama judge, but the illegals can.
Yeah, exactly. And when it comes down to, you know, here we go. I just wanted to say this for Assange. No man escapes when freedom fails, and good men rot in filthy jails. And those who cried appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. And that is what is happening in America. When I was on the
No, you're right. Total appeasement to China, the globalists, everybody.
Yeah. When I was on the X space with you, the point I was making is that in Yuri Bezmenov's three stages of ideological subversion, you have the demoralization, that's the transgender movement, that's the, you know, the cutting off of your children's penises. And then you have the destabilization. That was COVID. That was BLM. That was J6 and stealing elections. And I really feel, unfortunately, unless we wake ourselves up and really, really get out of our comfort zone, we are in the normalization phase where it's just becoming something we just sit around and talk about. Like, oh, can you believe they stole all our freedoms? Oh, can you believe Julian Assange rotting in jail? Oh, can you believe Alex Jones got all his money stolen? Oh, can you believe the president of the United States is in jail and being on trial every single day of his life? I mean, what is it going to take? We are under attack. This is not normal. America is under attack on every single frontier. They are pulling every leg, every post, every pillar out of the structure that is our nation. If we don't do something about it soon, it's going to be completely over, collapsed into a pile of rubble on the ground, and there will be no putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, my friends.
No, that's right. The takedown is happening now. And I just don't think the general public still realizes this is it. This is the takeover.
Yeah, we're in it. And it's just become so normal. What they did, I really feel like what they did with COVID was they put everybody, it was like a timeout. Like, you go in your room, you sit there, you can't do anything. And then when we got let out of our room, we're like, oh, we're back. When really, when we got let out, we lost an election. We have no borders. We have no country. We've all been attacked by a bioweapon. We don't have the First Amendment anymore. We don't have the Fourth Amendment anymore. They're taking away our right to privacy. This 702 thing, the Greg Reese report, I mean, they're just completely getting rid of all checks and balances. And then they go, oh, well, we need to worry about terrorists coming in. When meanwhile, they just got their borders completely wide open and they let any single person come in who says, oh, I'm scared of my country. I'm scared of my country. They don't have to have a reason. It's just like a, you know, the dog you have that you get on the plane. They're not allowed to ask you why you have your security dog or whatever they call it.
Well, let's expand on that. And they give us all these faux rights like a security animal, but none of all of our real rights, which we aren't given. We take them. There is a big awakening. I see it on the street.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans in nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
That is when you don't look back at the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. You have to look away. You can't look and constantly post pictures of Dylan Mulvaney thinking you're saving something. All you're doing is making that whack job famous and making other losers want to be like him. And now they have to outdo him. It's like the satanic rituals at all these festivals, at all these shows. Because they know if they put a satanic thing out, the right wing will advertise it for free. And then the left wing will buy it just to piss the right wing off. It's free advertisement.
Daughter, we've got to explain to people that follow this the trick.
Yeah, and they love it. And they're like, oh, I'm a Christian. I'm standing up for it. And meanwhile, it's like, I'm just getting inundated with gay imagery all day by so-called Christians. I wouldn't even know who Dylan Mulvaney was if it wasn't for these people posting him all the time. Turn your back on them. Turn away. Turn towards creating things. Turn towards truth. Turn toward honesty. All the people in the Senate, all the people in the House, you cannot do this to our Constitution. You are committing treason, and you know it!
So what's your predictions for Trump and America on the current trajectory?
Man, you know, honestly, it's a foggy world out there. I sometimes I got to say it's weird to me because you always say that Trump is fighting the deep state, which is supposed to be the biggest, deepest, darkest agency that overthrows countries, that kills people, that launches biomedical weapons.
Well, I'm not saying Trump's perfect, but he's definitely pissed them off.
I'm just wondering why he's still breathing. No offense. If he was really going to dismantle the entire world evil system, why wouldn't they just have him?
That's because they learn when they kill somebody like JFK or Martin Luther King or Jesus, it makes them bigger. They're trying to kill who he is first. And his biggest sin is he wouldn't take orders from them. Trump's got big problems, but he literally wants to run things himself. They run it by these big committees. That's why they don't like Trump. But I agree. If people think Trump is going to save us, they're wrong.
I mean, I want to be on Team Humanity so badly right now. I see you getting together with Elon, and I see Joe Rogan, and I see all these people. And I got to try and put in my head to stop being such a purist, because like Owen Schroyer says, you can't be a political purist. Like, you know, Elon Musk is pushing a carbon tax, which is basically the food of a new world order.
Oh, no. Elon's pushing driverless cars. He's doing a bunch of bad. I just see him moving towards us, opening up some free speech and devastating a lot of stuff. So I'm like, I agree with that. I'm not saying I agree with all of it.
So basically what I'm doing and hoping, proposing to do and trying to convince myself to do is to forget the small issues and to stay on Team Humanity, at least through the election. No infighting. Let's stick with anybody who's pushing and helping our thing. We can deal with those fights later. Right now, we certainly cannot go through another 4 years of Joe Biden. If I have to watch that freakazoid crumble and bumble around on the TV, talk about the demoralization phase. Just seeing him on a world stage is so embarrassing as an American. It makes you want to crawl into a hole and die. This guy is pathetic.
Well, that's right. They're giving us lower expectations with Biden. That's what he's all about.
Yeah. I'd say it's an interesting thing. I just watched the movie Civil War last night, and it was very strange because they never told you what it was that they were arguing about. The only thing that really was the moral of the story was someone said to the president, well, do you still think it was a good idea that you disbanded the FBI? So I think that's very interesting that we're constantly saying they need to disband these agencies, and they're basically threatening the president, you're going to get murdered.
And they're saying, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I heard that. It's martial law happened because we got rid of the intelligence agencies, and they're saying, you get rid of us, we do civil war.
Yeah, and it's kind of food for Q-tards, too, because the military, it's like the Western Alliance you would think would be the Texas and California, which nobody knows why they're together. But for some reason, they're together. But they have all the military. They have all the gunships, all the tanks, everything. And everyone else is just, like, running around somehow standing up for the president. I guess maybe that's supposed to be, like, Trump and his hillbillies fighting against the real Americans. Spoiler alert, turn off the channel right now if you don't want to know this. But it's funny because a black lady does shoot the president in the head at the end of the movie, funnily.
Well, they're just trying to train us that martial law is here. And they don't even want to make it political, just the idea that it's here. No, screw that movie. I haven't seen it yet. I've read the transcript. Expose the whole stinking thing.
Well, yeah, okay. So basically, like I said, they keep it a total mystery of what they're fighting over. You have no idea what one side is about and what the other side is, except for there is one part when one of the hillbilly kind of ish guys, the guy with the shades, is like, "What kind of American are you?" He's actually saying North, South, or Middle America. And then one of the guys says he's Chinese. He goes, "China." And he shoots the guy. So I think that's a little bit of a dig on Trump. But it's interesting because the people who are actually taking out the president seem like the American Americans in a weird way. So it's a very confusing movie. It's cinematically amazing. The soundtrack is epic. It actually sounds like some kind of like 60s movie about Vietnam. It's got a very weird, surreal movie. I think there's a lot of mind control going in it because
Like Barbie or any of it. It shows you stuff you agree with, but it's all to, like, Barbie starts with Barbie and girls beating up babies to death. It's not dolls. It's newborn babies. And that's the real message.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of dehumanization in it because, like, there'll be these scenes where everything's just going crazy and people are getting dismembered, and there'll be, like, this moment where, like, you're just looking at, like, a daisy fluttering in the wind or something. It's very, very surreal, very strange. Overall, I would say it was a decent movie. Hopefully, at least gives the politicians a nightmare or two and makes them think to themselves what they're doing and what they're destroying. They're destroying the best, greatest, last hope of humanity. I mean, we are teetering on the edge of every problem we could ever imagine. World War III, AI takeover, communism, social credit scores, Mark of the Beast. We do not need weak leaders. You guys, get a freaking spine and do the right thing.
Well, here's the bottom line. Free open societies create stability, but powerful corporations like BlackRock don't want it because it gets in the way of their consolidation. And it's like suicide bankers. There were bankers and stock traders when the towers were collapsing that made record profits because they stayed at their desk to make the money. Don't be a suicide trader. Don't be a suicide banker. Stop the New World Order.
We got to do it, man. We got to do it. We need peace on Earth, too, because these drones are getting out of control. This lavender system that's going on over in Israel and Palestine. Greg Reese, another great Greg Reese report. Lavender, they call it. As the AI surveils you and designates you a number on a threat continuum. And Adam King is there. Well, all these people were on terrorist watch lists. It's like, yeah, created by your AI. You know, we're all on that same terrorist watch list over here, people. So the minute they go, oh, we're just having drones take everybody out. It's all been designated by AI.
And then
AI.
It gives them plausible deniability. Well, we blew up the food aid workers because AI said do it.
Yeah. But meanwhile, there's nothing strategic about what's going on over there. I mean, when was the last time you seen someone actually take over, basically bomb a country, completely carpet bomb it, and before the dust even settles, they're moving their earth movers in, just like, and then the girls are there dancing on their new houses, and people are talking about buying beachfront property over there. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you're talking about the president's 666 son-in-law, which gives me a big problem with Trump. But that's the thing is, the Pentagon admits two-thirds of the Israeli bombs are not smart. So they're dropping just regular bombs on civilians. And then I'm the enemy of Israel telling them you've destroyed. I mean, people hate Israel now. I'm not even part of it. But I'm your enemy? No, you're your own worst enemy.
Yeah. I mean, they've gotten caught up in mass formation psychosis. They brought the red heifers in. I personally don't believe that they're actually going to do the red heifer thing because I think they're afraid. If they do the red heifer and nothing happens, what are they going to do then?
Hold on. Let's talk about the red heifer. Pull up some newscasts, the red heifer for B-roll. They got the red heifers ready.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've been on air 30 years. Seems like a trillion years, seems like 5 minutes. But I gotta tell you, my job's about to get a lot easier. Dude, you got a front row seat to the New World Order, folks. You're not in testing phase anymore. You're in operational. And the New World Order is the bringer of death. I had a lot of news I want to hit and get Matt Baker's take on. You have one of the top doctors in the UK in a major government-sponsored study that cancer's up, depending on the type of cancer, on average over 5,000%. Death rates over 40% worldwide increase. I mean, this is not anecdotal that suddenly every high school has kids dropping dead of heart attacks. And there's billboards saying it's quite normal for kids to have heart attacks. This is dystopia. This is open mass murder. So, it just blows me away how real all this is. And how insane it is and that we're so deep into it. And all those old timers I knew who were like former top generals and top FBI agents, you name it, who were good people, telling me all this. And I thought, well, these guys are patriots, but they're nuts. I'm sitting with Benton Parton and Ted Gunderson 27 years ago, eating a chicken fried steak or whatever, and drinking iced tea, and they're telling me all this. And I'm like, these guys are respected, and a lot of what they say I know is true, but the Federal Reserve being proud, but they got satanic rings with kids. And then my uncle worked in Iran-Contra. He goes, yeah, the government was shipping kidnapped kids out of Guatemala. And I'm like, of course, I didn't learn that till like 15 years ago. And I'm like, God, this is all real? I mean, I don't blame people for hearing all this and going, this can't be real. It's real, and it's a lot worse than you know. My uncle once told me, he said, whatever evil you can imagine, they're doing it worse. And later I realized he was quoting Thomas Jefferson, basically. So I want to run through a bunch of big stories with Matt Baker here with us today. We mentioned this when we first came on 35 minutes ago. Prosecutors file motion to hold Trump in contempt for allegedly violating gag order. So they're attacking him everywhere. Alvin Bragg's been press conferences. Letitia James has been press conferences. He comes out and says this is a fraud. All the legal analysts agree. And they say, oh, my God, we got to ban you. But more importantly, they won't let him go to the Supreme Court hearing next week. They won't let him go to his son's graduation. They won't let him campaign. And he's charged with campaign meddling in 2016. But if you say there's election meddling, you get indicted in Georgia. So let's play clip 10. Here's Trump on day two. This is this morning.
Mr. Trump, do you think you violated the gag order? Mr. Trump, are you violating that jury? Mr. Trump, do you think this trial would cost us the way up? Do you think you violated the gag order, sir?
Thank you very much. This is a trial that should have never been brought. It's a trial that is being looked at all over the world. They're looking at it and analyzing it. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace. We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted. But this is a trial that should never happen. It should have been thrown out a long time ago. If you look at Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, all great legal scholars, there's not one that we've been able to find that said this should be a trial. I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense, some accountant. I didn't know. Marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was. And you've been indicted over that? I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House, because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election, and it's not working that way. It's working the opposite way. So check it out, legal expense. It's called legal expense. That's what you're supposed to call it. You get an evidence that nobody's ever seen it. Nobody has ever seen anything like it.
Absolutely. I have settled for low amounts of money, false claims, things just to get them out of the way. But the point is that here's Alvin Bragg, the Soros DA. Here's what he had to say.
10:31, we got some news from inside the courtroom. Apparently, the district attorney's office has filed a written motion, so they have made it official to try and hold Donald Trump in contempt for violating the gag order that was put onto him by the judge. Well, I guess there were three allegations that the state made yesterday, and if the allegations hold up, Trump would be fined $1,000 for each violation.
That's right.
All right, the House just passed impeachment for Mayorkas. That passed because the Speaker's in so much trouble. So we've got that information. I'm sure Owen Schroer will be covering coming up at 3 o'clock Central today. But here is Trump. This is clip 3. A confirming New York judge has said he won't attend his son's graduation. Here it is.
So thank you very much. We had some amazing things happen today. As you know, my son is graduating from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go through the graduation. My son has worked very, very hard. He's a great student. I'm very proud of the fact that he did so well. And I was looking forward for years
to have his graduation with his mother and father there. It looks like the judges are going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial.
Okay, so that's enough from Trump. We've got a lot to cover here. But bigger than not going to his son's graduation, he's barred from the Supreme Court arguments coming up. So he's not letting him defend his other cases. He makes him sit in the courtroom and hear this crap. Matt Baker, this is so naked. This is the Democratic Party committing suicide in front of us.
All I can think is, man, if there's ever a reason I want Trump to be in, is when I look into his eyes and I see the anger that's growing within him, I identify with the anger. And I want him to harness it all. I don't want him to forget. And I want him to remember when he gets in what it felt like being persecuted like that, and to think about people like...
And imagine being a guy like Trump who has so much energy. He's got to sit 8 hours a day hearing crap.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to just explode on these people, and it's just being bottled and internalized. And I say, internalize it, Trump. Internalize it. Become the diamond. Let it strengthen your inner core so you can do what needs to be done when you get in. And free those who have been persecuted also. Trump, we need you. At this point in the game, we don't have another option. There is only one option right now. I don't think RFK is going to ride in on a white horse. I would like to see Trump get in, and I would like to Trump remember all of the persecution he went under. I want him to free the J6 prisoners. I want him to free Julian Assange, and I want him to take care of the deep state like he's saying he wants to and drain that damn swamp. It's disgusting watching them do this to a human being. It's disgusting. And the fact that the Democrats get off on it, you read their comments like, oh, sleepy Trump, now they're trying to call him. It's like if I was there, I would just pass out the whole time. He's a busy man. He's got stuff to do. He doesn't have 6, 7, 10, I don't know how many hours a day, sit there listening to these fools drone on and on and on about their legal BS.
I think he should just have a constitutional crisis and tell New York, F yourself and not show up. And force it to the Supreme Court. I mean, him sitting there is just BS. Now, I'm not going to play the whole clip. The whole clip's on Infowars.com. It's 20 minutes long. This is a respected medical doctor. He gets like 5 million views a day. He was pro-shot up front. He's come out since said he was wrong. Peer-reviewed study, government-backed study, cancer deaths increase after COVID vaccination. Esteemed doctor broke down a recent study and video posted on the YouTube channel depicting massive cancer increases due to COVID vaccine administration. That's Dr. Campbell, Ph.D., released video discussing Japanese peer-reviewed study. We already have all these. Here's a few minutes of it.
Well, a warm welcome to this talk, and this is going to be somewhat of a difficult video to watch, I suspect. It's based on this data here from Japan, increased age-adjusted cancer mortality after the third mRNA lipid nanoparticle vaccine dose during the COVID-19 pandemic in Japan. And I'm afraid that title is really quite self-explanatory. The Japanese researchers are strongly suspecting and give good evidence for increased incidence of several types of cancer, especially after the third booster dose of vaccine.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
One of my neighbors. So I was telling him, I go, they're like, we don't know why it's happening. We're really not sure why it's blood clotting so much and why the pericarditis. And I go, could it be vaccinated blood? And he actually said to me, you know, it actually could be. There was two doctors out of, you probably get to see like 10, 20 doctors over that period of time. Two of the doctors actually said I had a plausible theory. One of the doctors wanted to take the sample, but the higher up in the hospital said either A, they do not have the test for the spike protein, or B, they were not going to perform the test for the spike protein. But two of the doctors were sitting there agreeing with me that, yeah, we should get to the bottom of this and have a look at it. Here's why, people. Because you see the died suddenly people with those big rubbery clots. You see her with pericarditis and these clots happening to where they can't drain it. So I actually looked this up. Yes. And it's vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia is an actual thing that causes, if you look up what's causing these white rubbery clots, it's vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia. So I would like to know if somebody cares about science and we on the right and the so-called conspiracy theories can stop theorizing and actually get some decent science and look at what's happening with the protein formation.
But we know the coroners and the embalmers have never seen something like this. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And so don't we want to get the people before she almost died? Don't you want to get the people before they become a person on this lab and go, oh, look at these blood clots. You know, there's a period of time where the person's alive, then they get the blood clots, and then they're dead, and now you're testing for the blood clots. We need to be in between that and figure out what's going on with these proteins.
Well, remember, they did the going back 3 years ago in Canada and other places, doctors would tell their patients, you're going to get the shot, fine. Let us take your blood before and after. And they found over half, 60-something percent, got blood clots in the D-dimer test after they took it.
Yep. And believe it or not, it's very hard to find anybody that will do these spike protein tests. There is a person that does a spike protein analysis that I ended up running into, Impact Health with Mark Aubrey. And also, just so you know, if you need to go into an operation and you have time to plan ahead, there's an agency called SafeBlood.com, and they will actually set you up. It's almost like a dating app where you get your blood type and your area, and they will set up a non-vaccinated blood donor in your area, and it actually works. Somebody hit me up about this, and they had a blood donor lined up. Fortunately, your husband didn't actually need the blood transfusion, but it can happen. Another thing you can do to avoid this, I know we're all over the place with this interview, but it's been a while since I've been on. I got a lot to talk about. Another thing you can do is you can save your own blood. And believe it or not, the doctors are not so against this anymore. Back in the day, they're like, why do you want to save your own blood? You know? But now they're like, oh, yeah, you can do that. You can do that. When I was in the hospital, most of the nurses were like, I wish I never took the vaccine. And all the nurses with the mask, I'm like, you don't have to wear the mask. They take the mask off. The doctors be like, oh yeah, this could be a vaccine side effect. It's like, dude, they're waking up. They know what's going on. They don't want to be a part of this.
Well, that's the good news, is the cover up's going down.
Yeah. And that is not to be such a black pillar, man, because I will say, with you back on X and what's going on with, as much as Elon, I have my problems with him. He's putting out a lot of good information. Unfortunately, he actually, or not him directly, but that video of that had 750,000 views in a week, and it now has a warning on it that it's sexual content or gore on X.
What they do is they use the flagging system.
And now it's got 6,000 views in the last month ever since they did that. I can't get anybody to look at it.
Well, that's why you just recopy it somewhere else. In fact, tell me the name of your video, and I will repost it right now on my Real Alex Jones. We take the censored stuff and we post it. Say it again.
CC's story. I believe it's the one I sent to Daria.
All right. Well, we'll.
Daria has a copy of it.
Woman experiences blood clots.
It's a 1 minute video.
Yeah, but we're going to change it and say woman experiences blood clots after transfusion. So we'll put woman experiences, California woman experiences blood clots after transfusion.
And pericarditis. Pericarditis. Clinically pericarditis. She was diagnosed with it.
All right, so woman diagnosed experiences pericarditis blood clots after blood transfusion. We'll put that up. Matt Baker, other stuff we've got here is this FISA bill. On the bill, I covered it first hour, makes everyone spy, and you opt in by law to be online, or if you own a coffee shop and have any people online, you have to opt in to the NSA spying on you. I mean, this is becoming just beyond insane.
Yeah, I mean, when are we going to say no, guys? This has gone way too far. Problem, reaction, solution. They've opened the gates, and the enemy is flooding in. They're like, oh, we need to search everyone. Just like Alex Jones is always saying, they have the border wide open, but they got to grope your balls at the airport. They got to grope granny's balls. Granny's balls.
I got groped leaving Austin and leaving Hawaii because I'm on a list. They go, yeah, you're on a list. We can't tell you why. When I fly from outside the U.S., they go, hey, man, we apologize. You're on a list. They go, you should do a FOIA. This is wrong. I go, what is it? They go, we can't tell you. It's bad. They said, has happened the last three times I flew back in the U.S. over the last 4 years. They apologize and say, they walk in and they go, we had to pull you in there. We're not going to search, Mr. Jones. We appreciate you. We know this is wrong. You need to do a FOIA. And I go, FOIA what? They go, we can't tell you. But I'm on a terror list, basically.
Yeah.
But they're still human, somewhat in control. So they go, every time, this is BS, you can go. Imagine when it's all AI.
Yeah, and then it's going to be AI, and over in Israel, they're like, oh, we have a 90% safety rate of our drone AI attack, pinpointing you and then killing you.
I called it robotic genocide. I called it robotic. It is. There's like kids trying to like walk up the street, and then just drone murders them. It's Skynet. I don't care whether it's Israel or who's doing it. This is crazy.
It's Skynet! And, dude, that's why we need peace. We have to have peace, and we have to dismantle all of this robot. If we go into full-blown World War III, people, the amount of drones that will be swarming around America and all the world and all these autonomous devices, if AI does become sentient, if it isn't sentient already, it will have an entire swarm.
I remember I wrote an article like 15 years ago with Kurt Nemo about Pentagon to target citizens with drones, and they shut it down and attacked it because that's been the plan all along, and now we're here. The good news is there's no more denials, folks. You're staring down the barrel. It's out in the open. Matt Begger, how do people follow you? They can find you at slave_2_liberty, band.videos, Slave to Liberty. Just type in Matt Begger, Slave to Liberty, they'll find you.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me, Alex. I really love you, man. I hope you actually got to hold that award that I made for you preciously here in my shop that I'm actually in.
I'm not mad at you about the award ceremony. I'm not going to be part of that stuff, okay? I hear you. My award.
I still love you. Right. And I did it out
I
of
like you, man, but I'm going to stab you. I have this thing against awards. Like,
didn't destroy it, did you? You didn't throw it away.
No, it's somewhere. The point is, we're in a sinking boat bailing water, and you're like trying to give me an award while we're bailing water. I'm not mad at you.
You deserve it, man.
Yeah, I want an award. You know my award? I want Fauci in a freaking supermarket.
I would rather get executed. That's what you said. I didn't mean it as bad, man.
I would rather. You know my award? My award is beating these people in Nuremberg, too. I have a pet peeve. I love you. I'll see you later. Yeah, they tried to have a whole award ceremony for me. I'm not going to go to a thing where I get an award. It's not me, man. And I'm not against it. I know we need to celebrate freedom and appreciate each other, and I'll appreciate you guys. It's rearranging deck chairs in the Titanic. And I wasn't going to get mad at Matt, but he brought it up, damn it. The amount of energy spent for weeks promoting that, too, I'm going to strangle people right now. All right. I got to most of the news today, and that's my point, is we've got hardcore information. I want to celebrate Julian Assange and whistleblowers, and I want his award to be getting out of that thing. And I'm not mad at Matt, but he brought the award ceremony I ain't really mad about. Like, why are you being a jerk? I'm promoting the award ceremony. I'm not into award ceremonies. You know the award ceremony? I need money to fight this fight. I don't want to prove to you how close we are to being shut down by us doing it. Thanks for your support. We're still here. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Sold out for, it's got to be 6-7 months. I don't know the actual date. It's been 6 months at least. All the vitamins, all the minerals. It's amazing. Highest quality, all organic. It's so good for your whole body. It's 40% off. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, but that sells about the end of the next few days. And then we've also got Turbo Force 40% off, 10-hour clean energy at InfoWarsStore.com. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. And then finally, DrJonesNaturals.com has all the nano silver products you can't get anymore at InfoWars. The nano silver toothpaste with the tea tree oil and the iodine and all the organic stuff. It's available at DrJonesNaturals.com and Next Level Foundational Energy, the breakdown of folic acid, methylfolate with other key complexes. This doesn't create a stimulant effect, but it's a major stimulant. It has the same effect. It cleans out your cells, gives them what they actually operate on, their main energy source. This is the missing link, especially if you're a Northern European, but everybody gets energy out of this, okay? Get Next Level Foundational Energy at DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and so many other great products. So if you want to support the broadcast and stand with us and get great products, go to DrJonesNaturals.com, 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 and there's so many other great products while you're there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.